This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Kelby on the board. Coming to you from our home radio park here in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform Jabba the Musk hates that we continue to call Twitter. Just a reminder, early voting is underway. So go cast your ballot. Otherwise, make a plan for November 5th. We're only 12 days away. Only 12 days to go, folks. We can do this. All gas, no brakes. We got this. My favor I ask of you is try and stay focused and stay away from all the negativity.
Yes.
And stay away from Stan and Fran's America Integrity Polling Project, which just got formed last week.
Yeah.
Stay away from the polls. And just try and stay positive.
Not even your favorite news outlet knows everything.
Right
now, those votes are being banked. They are being stored. They will be released, counted, tallied on Tuesday, if not Wednesday of that week. Just stay positive.
Stay positive. Yeah. And there are still things to do. You can still knock on doors. You can still canvas. You can still phone bank. You can still share what you know with people in your circle.
Yes.
Share what you know about what's at stake on this for this election, including the constitutional amendment that's going to be on the ballot for Wisconsin for November 5th. They want to change one word. They want to change it from every U.S. citizen can vote to only U.S. citizens can vote. That already exists. Only U.S. citizens can vote. But this is a way to open the door to narrowing that definition.
Yeah, yeah.
And make it even more difficult instead of easier for people to exercise their right to vote. So I will be voting no.
Really quick here, just an exclusive published on Civic Media by Dan Schaefer. Robert Cowles, state senator from Green Bay, Republican endorsing Kamala Harris. Another one.
Another one.
Just seeing more and more and more. What does that say to you people?
It seems like a good sign.
Yep.
It seems like a good sign. But again, 12 days to go. Stay focused, stay positive, and make sure you share what you know. Yep. All right, it is 11:54. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing Visit North Korea edition, found by Calvin. If you ever have a thing that shouldn't be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin, what you got?
Yeah, so this has been over the course of a few months. I've stumbled across several TikToks featuring people that appear to be in North Korea.
Americans
that appear to be in North Korea, and they have captions like that the American government's lying to you. North Korea is a great place to live. Like, they're paying for my apartment and I have included health care and like child care is included and all this like very deliberate propaganda. And I will admit to being a little bit of a boomer on this, I guess. Because I never made it to the end of all these slides, so I never realized they were selling something. I just thought
was
they
this
were
all
like,
a product pitch?
They were apparently. So I found this article. It's from a Substack by someone named Taylor Lorenz. She wrote, TikTokers are spreading North Korean propaganda to sell supplements. So apparently, and this is where it comes in where I feel like a boomer. Apparently, these Americans, the photos of the Americans in North Korea are AI generated, which seems so obvious to me now, but it never even crossed my mind. And they all seem to lead to, at the end, them promoting a certain brand of supplement, and it's a liposomal nicotinamide riboside.
Rolls right off the tongue.
NAD plus.
I mean,
folks, so this is a magical supplement.
Yes, apparently. And apparently the author in this Substack article talked to some marketing people, and they're assuming it's just like engagement bait is why they used North Korea, but it's extremely odd.
Well, unless North Korea and Kim Jong-un has started this big push for people to move there, I mean...
So here's the weird thing.
That's not weird.
Is that I could see Kim Jong-un saying, bring me a few Americans. Let them live the life. Pay for their housing. Pay for their... Like, I could see him doing that just to stick a finger in the eye of America. Look, they're happy. Why are you so upset with us? We live a great life. I've been telling my dad, my grandfather has been telling you this for decades.
Well, if you decide to visit North Korea,
just
let us know how it goes when you get back.
I mean, I don't want to like discourage travel or yuck anyone's yum, but don't go there.
I'd be careful about going there. And that wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We're always interested in things that should not be, so send them in to Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Dan Schaefer will be with us tomorrow at 11 o'clock for some recombobulation. We'll see how he is feeling as we are getting closer and closer to Election Day, 12 days away. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic. Without you guys, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. News coming up next, followed by Todd Alba. Stay right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.